911, what's the address of your emergency?
Satilla Drive, 230 Satilla Drive.
What's going on?
We got a, we've had a string of burglaries. I was leaving the neighborhood, and I just caught a guy running into a house being built two houses down from me. When I turned around, he took off running into the house.
Okay. What did he look like?
It's a black male, red shirt, white shorts.
And you said the house was being built?
It's being built, yes ma'am. It's vacant right now. He is in the house.
What's your name and phone number, sir?
Travis McMichael, 912-423-1374.
All right. Where are you at now?
I am sitting right across the street in my truck watching the house. Watching the house with it right now. Right here at the
Chilling Burger. Okay. What kind of truck are you in?
Red Ford F-150.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. It just startled me. When I turned around and saw him and backed up, he reached into his pocket and ran into the house. So I don't know if he's armed or not, but he looked like he was acting like he was. So, be mindful of that.
Okay. Which pocket did he reach into?
Left, I believe.
Okay. And now, so 230 is the vacant lot address?
It's my address.
It's your address?
It's probably 228 or 226.
Might be 226?
Possibly.
How many houses down is it from yours?
It's two towards the highway. I guess he realized we're here. He's got the damn lights on right now. He's got a flashlight going through the house.
Does he? Okay. You just stay where you're at so that the officers will know.
Will do.
Okay. And I'll stay on the line with you until they get there, just in case anything changes.
Roger that.
So you said he was a black male. Did he have hair on his head? Any other features you can tell me about?
I couldn't tell.
Okay.
He just looked like short hair.
Okay. Was he tall, short?
Yeah, he was tall, probably about 6 foot.
Okay.
There's the neighbors. I guess one of the other neighbors saw it. There's about four of us over here around it right now.
Okay. So what happened when you first saw him?
He tried to sneak behind a bush. He was coming through somebody's yard, and I looked back, and he was trying to sneak behind a bush, and when I drove on by, he got behind a portalet that they had here, and when I backed up, he looked at me. I went ahead and backed up to the road, and he reached in his pockets. I kind of watched him, and he ran off into the house, and then stepped back out and went back into the house, and that's when I when I called y'all.
Okay.
But we've been having a lot of burglaries and break-ins around here lately,
mm-hmm.
and I had a pistol stolen January 1st, actually. And, I've never seen this guy before in the neighborhood. And we've been kind of keeping an eye, and, you know, sure enough, there's one, you know,
right.
Through the yard, you know. Cops. All right,
you see them?
Yep, they're pulling up, coming in hot.
Okay, you can go ahead and let me go, okay?
All right.
Thank you, bye-bye.